Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank is in this morning, and we are going to talk about summer nutrition programs for kids. It is a big program, and Curtis Dickerson and Dan Mayer from the food bank here this morning. Good morning to both of you. Good to have you here.
Good to be with you, Ted. Thank you.
Good morning, Ted.
Haven't had Dan. I have not seen you in too long either. I haven't either been over at the food bank or had you in studio. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's unusual to go a few months without having a chance to be on with you, and I appreciate the opportunity. And we definitely need to get you back at the food bank. You're always so good coming over and helping promote things. For this opportunity.
I do like to see things and just see how you continue to grow. And unfortunately, you continue to grow because the need here has just gotten to be so massive.
Yeah, it is extraordinary. We end up serving usually 50,000 plus people every year. The number of meals put out each year is generally in the millions, 7.5 million meals last year. The summer nutrition program that we're talking about today put out about 250,000 meals. And Curtis and his crew do an outstanding job. We got a lot of sites going on this summer. And, unfortunately, we were just talking before we went on there how the summer is a high need season because schools are out. Families that lean into the nutrition programs of the schools, be it for breakfast, lunch, what have you, they really struggle then to be able to have meals at their disposal during the summer. So it's important that we and other contractors around the community step in and provide those summer meals and service youth 18 and under. And we're looking forward to getting the word out today so families in need can know where to go for their meals.
We're going to get into all the details of that as we go along this morning. We're going to talk, Curtis, you do such a great job, as Dan just mentioned. But boy, I will say the staff that you have at the food bank, every one of them, they are just passionate about this. I see a number of them at all kinds of different opportunities and events around the region, and they promote the food bank and everything. And you really have a team there.
Yeah, I'm glad you have the chance to have that exposure to us because you're right. We really are fortunate to have the people in place that we do, and that's very intentional. Those who lead the departments around the food bank are very intentional about who they recruit and seek to cultivate. And it really does take a certain kind of passion. And Curtis and others were fortunate that they have that kind of passion and that they're willing to put themselves out there and be so sacrificial and make such a difference in the community. And many people have served there for years and years. We got some people who have gone on 2 decades of service at the food bank, and we celebrate that they have that kind of commitment. And the community is blessed to have those kind of people in its midst. And I'm grateful and fortunate to be able to organize such a vital crew.
Well, Curtis, I've known you for a while because you've been coming in here and generally for the summer program for kids, and you're passionate about this. And you can, because I remember you came to the food bank with just a great background to be able to step into what you've been able to do there.
Yeah, I came to the food bank. I had worked at the Boys and Girls Club since 2004. And since 2004, I had a relationship with the food bank because that's how we provided our after-school snacks.
Yeah.
So it was an easy transition coming from the Boys and Girls Club to the food bank. It was kind of odd because it was like I was taking on a new job, but I already knew half the people there and I already kind of knew the process there. So it was a little odd when you take on a new job and you go somewhere and you already feel comfortable when you first walk into the door because you've been there so many times.
But what you do in the summers is just, and that's what we're really going to focus on this morning. When we come back from our break, we're gonna get into all the details. But over the years, I can remember standing with you over at the Salem Church Library, either during COVID and watched how you pivoted and were able to hand things out in the parking lot or inside of just being able to provide things, and have seen you out in the field, and just so much goes into what the food bank does during the summers.
Yeah, that was definitely a challenging time during COVID, trying to get the meals out and making sure kids stay fed. We worked hard preparing meals each day to try to give them fresh meals. And of course, we have transitioned now to providing boxes of shelf-stable meals, weeks worth. Things a lot easier for the families. Just come one time, be able to provide food for the kids all week long.
Yeah, and we're going to get into all that in just a second. FredFood.org, that the best place to find out all the information of what we're talking about today?
Absolutely. That's our website. And then the Fred Food VA app is another opportunity for people to use that indicates all the distribution sites and times all across the community, not only for summer nutrition, but for our ordinary brick and mortar pantries that are so essential to our mission in the community.
Well, this program is just, as I looked at it when you sent me the information right before it started, is really exciting. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about it because it's something to this pass this information on because it can be really helpful during these summer months. Dan Mayer and Curtis Dickerson here from the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Dan Mayer and Curtis Dickerson in this morning from the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, and we are talking summer nutrition programs for kids. And as we said, Dan, this is really comprehensive and covers a lot. First things first, I guess you have to register and sign up for this.
You do. It really helps us plan and be prepared in a way that is most efficient for families so that as they pull up, we really are ready for them. So there's a pre-registration process. Again, fredfood.org would be the way to go and start that process. Okay. You go to our website and it's intuitive. You're just clicking on buttons that get you through the process. And then this year in Caroline and King George County, there's also available, due to funding that we have for those two particular counties, for a ship-to-home option for families who might find that to be essential to them. And they can pre-register for that also at fredfood.org. And we're very happy to be able to have that ship-to-home opportunity. And unfortunately, we can't do it all across the community because of funding restrictions. But where we can do it, we like to do that because we know transportation can be a barrier for families as well. So we're grateful to have that opportunity.
And those are the two more rural localities.
It is. So it makes a lot of sense to be able to do it in those communities because there's probably greater barriers than any other counties in those two jurisdictions. But certainly we recognize that the families we're serving have their own challenges and struggles, and we just do what we can to try to mitigate those difficulties. And that's why we have 12 sites established across the community, because we're trying to get into as many eligible communities as possible.
Curtis, these involve you're signing up and you're getting meal kits, correct?
Yeah, when they come to a site to pick up a meal, it's going to be a box. It's going to have 7 breakfasts, 7 lunches in the box. If you can't sign up early, that's fine. We can sign you up on site. I've had emails from people like, hey, I couldn't get registered. We've had some people who registered that are not in King George and Caroline County and registered for the ship to home. Had them let them know that that's only for King George and Caroline County. They had to come to a site and let them know you can register on site. So if you haven't had a chance to register, if you're listening to this, you haven't had a chance to register, don't not come. Come to the site. We'll register you on site. I'm going to be leaving here early. I got to be at Zion Hill, which is our first site this week. I got to be there at 10 o'clock, so I won't be able to stay through the whole interview. Come out to Zion Hill. It's off of Brock Road. It's on Cooktown Road. A little far back on Cooktown Road. Keep driving. You might not think you're going to get there, but you're going to get there. We're at the church at the end of the road. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at Travelers Rest Baptist Church after that from 12 to 1. So I'm going to be at Zion Hill from 10 to 11. Travelers Rest from 12 to 1. Then I'm going to go tonight. We'll be at Stafford High School from 5:45 to 7 o'clock, handing out boxes. Last week, we had people lining up at 5:15 at Stafford High School, and we didn't start to 5:45.
Wow.
But we'll be there to 7. If you don't want to stay in line, probably about 6:15, 6:20, the line was gone. So you can come a little later, 6:30. I'll have enough boxes. I won't run out. I'll make sure I got enough. If you want to come later, just before 7 o'clock, because I'm going to be wiped out. But that's what I got going on today.
Well, that schedule, and especially at least for today, those are all pretty rural churches too, in rural parts of the county. So you really are getting out in making this available.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to get out in areas where is rural, not a lot of access for those people. It might be a little harder for them to get, to town. To get services or to get assistance or get help. So that's one of our focus, is trying to get out into the more rural areas of the counties.
But just one little side note, Dan, that just Curtis is like Superman in the summers. I mean, this we're talking one day.
I offered him the schedule so he could have it as a reference point. He said, oh, I think I know it. So,
and the schedule is not any easy thing. It's really a schedule.
It's a grid of times and places and addresses. And, you're going to, as a family, probably focus on one site. Yeah. So it's not as complicated if you're the user. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, for Curtis to administer this across a dozen sites. And it's a federally funded program. So that always brings some red tape and some complications with it, and really does drive where the program can be administered. I think that's often something that people might not understand. Maybe like, well, why don't you come to our community? Why don't you come to our school? The program dictates that it can be administered in neighborhoods where schools have a high situation of free and reduced lunch usage during the school year.
Okay.
So only in those kinds of communities can the program be established. So that also complicates it, because now Curtis and crew have to find sites in those particular vicinities that have the right parking lot to allow us to be hosted there, that are willing to have us on site, that have a volunteer base perhaps that we can recruit. So it really is quite an undertaking. It's not exactly rocket science, but it's up there. I think Curtis has a future with NASA if he wants it.
And it also has to be considered rural. That's another thing that a lot of people understand. We can't hand out the week's worth of meals in an area that's not considered rural. So, like, we can't come to Spotsylvania Town Center and hand out a week's worth of meals, because that area is not considered rural. You know, so that also throws a wrinkle into it. So you got to find where it qualifies based on the free reduced lunch, and it's also rural. So that makes it difficult, especially in Spotsylvania and Stafford County, finding locations that fit those qualifications.
Sure. Well, and like Dan mentioned too, just to have the partners to do this, and to have, like, in front of, like today, Zion Hill and Traveler's Rest, to be able to open their facilities or their parking lots to have this be done, and even some volunteers.
Yeah, our whole network is predicated on partnerships. I mean, our pantry system that is our bread and butter, those are all partnerships, many volunteer-driven. So we're always grateful for the partners that prop up in the community. And one thing that Curtis's point about these multiple meals at one time, that's a positive offshoot of COVID, actually, because during COVID, the program was allowed to change from where you had to be on site as a provider. You could only provide a hot prepared meal. The children had to eat it on site. That was the universal standard for summer nutrition programs going into COVID. But because of the no contact rules of COVID, then there was the ability to bring out multiple meals at one time in a boxed format, in a ready-to-eat format, give it to a family, and then you didn't have to directly interact or have that family stay in proximity to others because of the pandemic. So fortunately, there came some eye-opening awareness that that's actually a very good, efficient way to operate the program. But unfortunately, it's still only allowed in rural sites. If it's deemed suburban or urban, the program that other contractors operate is still, you have to provide a hot meal. The children have to eat it on site. So we're a partner in the community with places like the City of Fredericksburg School System, Spotsylvania County School System, Stafford County School System, because it does take many partners to embrace and serve the whole community.
Who knew that there was something out of COVID that we would say, hey, we learned something.
Well, it just brings about a great efficiency. I mean, we went from serving about 10 to 15,000 meals a summer to, as I said, over a 250,000 meals last summer. So the ability to impact the community has been made so much more substantial, and allows us to only go to a site once a week and still provide a week's worth of food. So just a great deal of efficiency that we didn't have going into COVID.
When you're passing out a week's worth of food, how big of a box do they get?
Oh, no, it's not that big of a box.
Okay.
Box probably weighs about 15, 20 pounds.
Okay.
Dimensions of the box is probably like 12 by 14 by 10, something like that. Not big at all.
Okay. Boy, I can remember. I mean, the early days of this, when lunches were being prepared by each day at the food bank, and just the way that system worked. But I mean, you have to almost do something like this with what the need has become.
I mean, the volunteer base that provided those meals, they were heroic. I mean, you're usually there about like 5 a.m. providing the service, and then the meal's going out around 9 a.m. getting driven out to sites. So I mean, it was just a different kind of volunteer corps that was needed. Now we're focused on 12 different sites spread all across the region, so definitely you need some volunteers in proximity to these different geographies. geographies. So it's always a complication. But yeah, Curtis and team start working on this in the mid winter to some degree, you know, to get ready for it.
You'd have to.
And then finally the application process gets approved in late May. You know, unfortunately, we usually get the approval just days before the program has to launch from the Department of Education. But, you know, Curtis has done a job in the months ahead getting it ready, and we're able to launch. And like you said, 17,000 meals were provided just last week, the first week of the season.
Yeah, we had a lot of people like, when are y'all going to start? When are you going to post? When are you going to, you know, when are we going to find out about the sites? And we had to tell them we can't do any of that until we get the application approved. So we got a little, you know, we're a little behind, you know, the gun this year trying to get everything going. But what we got it going.
Boy, and to look at that number, though,
yeah,
when not everybody knows about it, just shows you what's out there. So then tomorrow, I see you're at Patriot Park in the Walmart Supercenter in Locust Grove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tomorrow we'll be at Patriot Park from 8:15 to 9:45. You know, that's my hardest. That leaving at 7 o'clock tonight, then being back early enough to get to Patriot Park 8:15. That's my hardest turnaround of the week. And then we'll be at Locust Grove from 12 to 1. Those sites definitely need, you know, if you want to volunteer, definitely go onto our website and sign up to volunteer. Definitely need volunteers there. My Walmart site, I kind of got my little A-team that come out every year, so I'm usually good there, but definitely use help at Patriot Park. Then on Wednesday, we'll be at Caroline Middle School from 10 to 12. We'll be at New Liberty Baptist Church from 11 to 12:30, and then we'll be at Mount Tabor Baptist Church from 12 to 1. The one thing about my churches and my Wednesday sites, all of my churches have been great. You know, their members have come out and volunteer. So if you're looking to volunteer and you don't see a church owner that's close to you as a volunteer opportunity, because most of our churches, their church members come out and volunteer. So we haven't even posted those as volunteer opportunities. And the same thing with Caroline Middle School. Caroline Sheriff Department has been great, allowing us to use their school resource officers during the summer to run the site. They'll be running the site at the Caroline Middle School. Then on Thursday morning, we'll be at Brookpoint High School from 9:30 to 10:45. Once again, could use volunteers. Then we'll be at Smoot Library Thursday night from 5:15 to 6:45. Saturday, we'll be at Good Hope Baptist Church. That's Friday, 10 to 11:30.
Friday.
I'm joking. Sorry, I jumped over Friday. Friday will be at Good Hope Baptist Church from 10 to 11:30, and then we'll be at the Fredericksburg Fieldhouse Friday night from 4:30 to 6. If you can't make, you know, you don't have to go to a particular site every week.
Okay, so if I can't go on.
You just only once a week can you get a box.
Yeah.
So let's say something happened and you can't make Traveler's Rest on Monday morning, you can come to Patriot Park Tuesday morning, or you can come to the field house on Friday.
Yeah,
it's just one box per week. Whatever works with your schedule. We'll have a lot of people like, hey, I'm gonna be on vacation next week. Can I come to such and such site instead? Like, yes, you can come to, you know, a different site. It just whatever's more convenient for you, and just once a week though. That's the main thing, letting people know we can only provide one box per week per child.
And really, it sounds like someone wants to volunteer, you can find someplace, somewhere for them to volunteer.
Yes. I'll let Dan go ahead.
Yeah, and that's not even talking about putting these boxes together, which is his own
we'll get into that.
Yeah, the fredfood.org is the place people can use to see the volunteer opportunities, to register as a volunteer if they've never registered previously with the food bank. But yeah, it's a high intensity volunteer need season, especially with the box packing 3 times a week and then these sites operating weekly. We can use hundreds of volunteers during the course of the summer, and I'd be glad to talk about the opportunities. But yeah, just know that if you don't even need these services, but you want to help provide these services, there's a great way and great opportunity to get involved and be part of the solution.
And again, Curtis, I guess too, you know, let people know if you're not going to use this, but if you know other people, let other people in your church know.
I tell people to spread the word. People who show up for boxes, I ask them, hey, you know, do you have nieces and nephews? Do your sisters and brothers know? Do your cousins know? Spread the word. You know, don't just keep it for yourself. Tell your friends. Tell your family that, you know, we're out here trying to help.
Well, and this is such a this period of time When you talk to school administrators, you over the years, Dan, have always expressed such a concern about the summer.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's one of the more underutilized federal programs. I don't know the statistics currently, but generally speaking, I think it's about 15-20% of eligible families use this. And that is a shame to have the resources that the community is trying to provide not be used, either usually out of lack of awareness, more so than thinking they don't need these services. So it's very important to be able to get the word out, and we appreciate you giving the opportunity for us to use the radio as a medium for that. But yeah, fredfood.org is our website. Curtis went through this schedule, but it's all there. You can see it. You can study it. You can understand, you know, what serves you best, and you can register for the weekly box of food, 14 meals, breakfast and lunch. They're designed to be breakfast and lunch. So really replacement for school-based nutrition that is lost during the summer.
Yeah, boy, and for some families, this is how you survive, mm-hmm. and to lose those meals that you're expecting.
Yeah, no, we're there, and like I was saying before, don't feel you have to be there right at the beginning to get in line. I'm gonna make sure we have enough boxes at sites, and if we do run out, we got other sites you can visit that's gonna be close to you. So
okay,
you know.
Well, and this sounds like it's so flexible. I mean, you've made this so flexible that where like you say, I'm getting it today, but the next week I'm busy on Monday and Tuesday, and whatever works. You have made this, and especially the number of sites and the locations you're at. I mean, you have covered the region.
Yeah, we've definitely tried our best to cover the region the best we can, and also to give different opportunities, either those who can come in the morning, those who can come in the afternoon, those who come in the evening. So we definitely try to set it up to be best for those in need.
It is weekly meal kits. Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank is involved with the distribution of all of this. Fredfood.org for the list, fredfood.org. Dan Mayer is here, Curtis Dickerson here from the Food Bank. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Dan Marin this morning with the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. After Curtis went through that whole list, it makes sense that we had to lose Curtis there are places to go here.
Yeah, Curtis has an early obligation. 10 o'clock is our first meal site today at Zion Hill Baptist Church out on Cooktown Road in Spotsylvania County. So he's being faithful. He's good about promoting, but he's got a more significant role in terms of getting out and making sure these meals are getting to the families that we're serving. So I can keep the promotion going, and he can do his daily duties.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to keep this going. One of the things, I guess, we want to continue to emphasize is we're talking here, these meals are for every child, it's not just per family. This is child.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Yeah, that at these sites you pre-register for a box for any child who's 18 and under in your household. So you're coming out to the site once a week, but you could get 3-4 boxes, however many kids you register for, as long as they're in your household 18 and under, you're picking up a box per child. So, definitely can be worth it if you have multiple children. You're getting multiple boxes at the same time. It's not just one box per family. It's one box per child that you register for.
It's such an important thing to remember. And again, pass this information on. Go to fredfood.org. Print some of the stuff out if you have to and pass it on to people.
Yeah, like Curtis said, I mean, often people know in their neighborhood, based on that neighborhood perhaps mm-hmm. being a high-need neighborhood, that there are families who could benefit from this. And sometimes even carpooling together. You know, as long as the household registers for itself, we'll be able to identify that these people are registered for the program. So it's not even about do they have their own vehicle to get there. You could take turns. You could carpool, what have you. You probably are living near people who have need for these services, and we just ask your help in getting the word out and direct them to fredfood.org for the pre-registration component. If they live in King George or Caroline County, the funding we have for a ship-to-home delivery program can be used in those counties, but only in those counties. So ship to home is an option for people in King George and Caroline County. Takes even the transportation barrier out of the mix for some.
And again, it points out the need for volunteers in so many areas. There's a lot of meals that have to be put together, but like you said, even the transporting of things or helping out at a site.
Yeah. We drive the meals out to the site and we connect with volunteers who report to the site, and then they really help us offload and give the meals out to the families. And often we hear these volunteers say for the course of the summer, it helps them bond with these families.
Yeah.
You know, they get empathy, they get compassion, they enjoy the interaction. The families enjoy the consistent volunteers they see during the course of the summer. So there's a real community bonding aspect that takes place too. And then community bonding at these box packs, you know, we put these boxes together usually on the order of about 2,000 boxes every week, usually in shifts that are 2 hours long. Try to get about 700 plus boxes packed every 2 hour shift. And that sounds like a lot, but when you get the rhythm of the assembly line going, it happens. And that assembly line requires usually about 25 to 30 people. It's a great team bonding experience for workplaces. Even when you have disparate number of people who don't know one another, it's amazing how quickly they kind of find the rhythm once that assembly line gets rolling, and they start to have some chemistry. There's usually some music in the background to kind of energize you. Curtis was kidding earlier. They've learned not to put mellow music on because it slows people down. It's just, you know, the human dynamic of the way people react to an environment, and the assembly line just starts to chug along, and we get those 700-plus boxes done every 2 hours. So we need volunteers for box packs Tuesdays from noon to 2, Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m., and Thursdays from 10 to noon. Those are the standing box pack times. And again, fredfood.org, you can go and sign up to help with box packing, which gets these meals prepared. And if you're putting together 2,000 boxes a week, that's 28,000 meals a week. So just the impact and the number of meals we're packing in a short span is very impressive and very important, and allows us to fulfill our obligations at these 12 sites across the community. So fredfood.org to volunteer to be a box packer as well.
Fredfood.org. And again, this is the kind of situation where you can't get this done with just staff. You need volunteer hands. It just takes hands.
Absolutely. Yeah, the box packs basically require 25 to 30 people every time we do them. And they're 2 hour shifts. We try to minimize the labor component of the staff because everybody has jobs that they've got to fulfill that are focused elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, our summer nutrition program really only employs about 4 or 5 people, and some of those are interns we bring in or seasonal employees just in for the summer. So Curtis is the one full-time staff member who dedicates his time to summer nutrition. So every other staff member already has other jobs that they are supposed to be able to focus on. So it's really heavily volunteer-driven, and we really need the volunteers for these box packs. So Tuesday from noon to 2, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 in the evening, and Thursdays from 10 to noon. Those are our box pack shifts, and you can sign up for them at fredfood.org.
And again, just like you've got it set up where people can do for the grab and go with this, there are different times to meet different schedules.
Absolutely, absolutely. And all the box packing takes place at our 480 Central Road location in Battlefield Industrial Park. If you're familiar with the Thurman Brisbane Center, it's another nonprofit in the community. We're in that same area. We're directly across the street from the Thurman Brisbane Center. And so, you know, really we need people at these sites as volunteers. We need people for the box packs as volunteers. And that is a great way to give back during the summer. You know, just everybody tends to try to take a little bit of time off during the summer. Well, maybe take a little of that time and give back in a way that you don't ordinarily have the chance to when you're working. So fredfood.org is a great way to sign up and make a volunteer choice of a giving back to the community during some of your summer downtime.
Just like you said and described it so well, that you're gonna meet people, you're gonna have a lot of fun, and you're gonna understand and feel closer to this community.
Yeah, it's no mystery that sometimes people will come back and do these tasks every summer, because after a while they do start to realize, wow, this is a great feeling to be able to give back to the community each week, or to come to a box pack every once in a while. And it is fun. Those box packs, like I said, they develop kind of a natural chemistry. Even if you don't come out as part of a team from a workplace or a church or something like that, you tend to feel like part of a team once that assembly line gets going. And so it really does kind of inspire you and remind you how important community and interaction is. You know, it's a chance to put down the cell phone for a couple hours and really focus on doing something of service and bonding with your neighbor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I have seen when you've done the turkey giveaways in December, to see the people volunteer there and how much fun they have.
Yeah. We hear annually when we do these kinds of big scale volunteer opportunities that they are so grateful to have been part of it. You know, that they tend to say, I got more out of this than maybe the families that I was serving.
Yeah.
Because it really reminded me of how blessed I am, how grateful I need to be, reminds me of how important community is. There's all sorts of side benefits when you're on the side of giving as well as the side of receiving. So both sides in the equation really have some real benefit that comes to them, and we really encourage people to make volunteerism part of their summer.
Again, fredfood.org, and we'll talk again before we get out of here about the box packing times, because yes. You have to have that all spread out in, boy, it's in hundreds, like you say.
Right.
You can't do a program like this without volunteers.
No, absolutely. It's critical. It would all fall apart if we didn't have strong volunteerism from the community. And so, you know, Curtis leads it. Things take leadership. They do. But it also takes plenty of hands to execute this. And we're grateful for all those who make that commitment, as well as our site hosts. There's just so many ways that partnership is celebrated by a program like this.
Yeah. No, and Curtis is just awesome. Curtis just and he just – he loves this. He knows how – you need somebody like that who can see what needs to be done.
Yeah. Talking about feeding your soul, this kind of operation feeds Curtis's soul. He loves logistics. He loves community. He loves youth and making sure that they are – valued as an important part of the community and shown their value in the community. I mean, his Boys and Girls Club heritage continues to shine in his administration of the children's programs for the food bank. So
I can remember a few years ago, Dan, he and I were at one of the sites, and while we were just standing there, I mean, he knew everybody, and they knew him and came up. And I mean, I was standing next to a celebrity.
Yeah, he is super tapped into the community. I mean, for a guy who kind of operates somewhat behind the scenes, he is ultra networked and well known in the community. I think that's all those years of working with the Boys and Girls Club, so many families, so many partners came through and met him in that situation. And then we have so many of those same vital partnerships, be they corporate and community partnerships, that the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank works with. So it's been great for him to just kind of maintain his connectivity within the community. But you're right. Curtis knows everybody, and everybody knows Curtis. And he knows these families because he really has a heart for this.
Well, Dan, you take a look at this and you think, well, this covers all kids in the community during the summer. And unfortunately, this covers a lot of people, but there's a bigger need, and there are even other programs out there.
Yeah, we are part of this. I mean, the fabric of serving and feeding the community across the Plain District 16 territory of Stafford, Spotsylvania, King George, Caroline, the city of Fredericksburg, the part of Orange County that we take care of, the Locust Grove community. It really is something beyond just us. We focus our energies, as we've said, on the rural sites that are eligible for these summer nutrition programs. In the more urban and suburban sites, it takes partnerships. The City of Fredericksburg Schools has a great program within the city. Spotsylvania County Schools, Stafford County Schools, they have particular sites that they focus on and provide summer nutrition. So I don't know all the details of those particular programs, but they are school operated. So I would encourage you to look at the school websites, the school district websites, and I would think you'd be able to find more information that will help you find sites near you if our sites don't match with your geography. And then there's also a program, Sun Bucks, which is based on summer nutrition supplementation. If you apply for the Sun Bucks program, every child in your family is entitled to a $120 benefit toward groceries. So you're granted a $120 benefit for grocery purchase at one point during the summer for every child in your household. So the Sun Bucks program, if you just would search for Sun Bucks on the internet. It'll guide you to that. Those families who have SNAP benefits are automatically eligible and can sign up for the program. And then others can register for the program and make that a supplementation. So it's $120 value once a summer for every child in your household. Again, per child, $120 value per child in your household. So that's important. That puts food on your table without it coming through the summer nutrition programs, because we are providing 14 meals. Breakfasts and lunches are designed here. But for families who are desperate, they may not have that monetary support for the dinner time meal. And so the Sunbucks program really helps in that regard. So again, Sunbucks, and search for that on the internet, and you'll be able to register yourself for that program if you have such a need.
There are, and so there are programs, and so some of it is just do some research.
Yeah, it's just search in summer nutrition, summer food, things like that can really help a lot. But yeah, the resources tend to be out there. It's unfortunate there's so many barriers to it all being one stop. But, you know, we are trying to do our part with 12 sites to get as much as we can do out into the community. But it really does take other partners as well. And so those school districts are vital to the summer nutrition support as well. So, again, I know Stafford, Spotsylvania, and the city of Fredericksburg have strong programs. Please use their school district sites to find additional sites.
Dan Mayer with the food bank here this morning. One of the things that always comes in the summer, and you're involved with all kinds of things and do things with Locust Grove a lot. We tend to forget. We tend to look at, well, this is Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania. But when you look at Caroline and King George and the rural nature of those, and then Locust Grove is out there. And that's a distance down there. I know when you drive from, say, South Stafford, or from the food bank to get to Locust Grove can take you 45 minutes, sometimes to an hour.
Yeah, we're a Feeding America network, the national coordinating network of food banks that has 200 food banks across the country associated with it. So we're the regional Feeding America network food bank, and Feeding America dictates what's the service territory then we're responsible for serving. And our geography matches up with this region's what's called Planning District 16. With the exception of Locust Grove. That's the additional area that Feeding America has assigned to us. And you're right, it's a great portion of Orange County that tends to identify a little bit more with Fredericksburg, more than like the Charlottesville side of Orange County. And so we really are appreciative of the chance to serve there. There's a lot of strong commitment to service through some of our partner pantries there. And then the Walmart Supercenter has been a great partner for hosting these drive-through summer nutrition program distributions. So the Walmart Supercenter in Locust Grove operates each Tuesday from noon to 1:30 as our drop-off and distribution point there. So, Locust Grove is an important community to us, as are all the territories that we serve. But, you know, often can be overlooked or forgotten when people think about the more significant populated counties around the region.
Yeah, no, I see. I would, and on the logo, it mentions, you see Locust Grove, and you tend to just kind of jump over that until you realize that you're serving those people.
Yeah, I think it would go underserved if it weren't for leaning toward Fredericksburg, because it just tends to be the part of the county that's maybe a little too far from Charlottesville, which is our neighboring food bank to the west is based in Charlottesville, the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank, and they have the western part of Orange County. We take care of Locust Grove, the eastern portion of Orange County.
This also points out, Dan, the importance, which we talk about this being the summer program being federally funded, but you do a lot of programs, and you have partners, but you also rely on us, the community, financially being involved.
Yeah, absolutely. We rely heavily on individual donors. Fredfood.org is also a place to go and make donations. There's a donate button there, and very easy and intuitive to be able to make monetary donations to help us with summer nutrition, or more importantly, perhaps the entire year's worth of programming that we have to operate, because summer's a high need season for sure, but we operate programs all throughout the course of the year. So fredfood.org is a great place for individuals to be able to make monetary donations. And then we encourage, you know, corporations, community groups, things of that nature to also use fredfood.org to become familiar with our programs and make some determinations about perhaps monetary investments that they can make. So fredfood.org for donating opportunities, as well as more information about the programs that we support year-round.
Yeah, and if you're a business, you might want to establish a partnership and do something. Maybe it can be anything from a golf tournament to supplying volunteers to helping fund something.
Yeah, we have a sponsorship package. I mean, our reputation is strong in the community.
Yep.
And so sometimes businesses aligning with us, it enhances their reputation. So we'd encourage you to use our sponsorship packet and get familiar with ways you can help brand our programming, as well as getting your brand out there, and of course making a monetary investment in these programs. So fredfood.org or contacting the food bank and asking about our sponsorship packet is a great way to help businesses navigate and get some advertising that really enhances their reputation as well.
Yeah. Summer meals are focus, fredfood.org. Dan Mayer here with the food bank. Curtis Dickerson was here, but he is getting ready to be involved again with the distribution today in Spotsylvania this morning. More coming up. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Dan Mayer here, the president and CEO of the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, as we talk summer nutrition programs for kids. And we say it over and over again, Dan, but again, this is every kid in your household.
Yes, we provide a weekly box for pickup once a week at a distribution site near you, and it contains 14 ready-to-eat meals designed to be breakfast and lunch-type meals. But your pre-registration through our fredfood.org website entitles you to one box per week per child in your household. And you can use any of the 12 pickup sites, but you can only get one box per week. We'll track that once you pick up the box, but it is one box per child in your household, 18 and under, is eligible for this.
And let others know. Don't keep this information to yourself.
Yeah. We try to ramp up our production to match the registration. So, we're not asking families to be shy about this or to keep it as a secret. Your keeping it secret doesn't preserve food for just you. It keeps us from putting food out, potentially.
Yeah.
So please help spread the word, and other families that are entitled to this can benefit from it as well.
I don't think we mentioned this. This will go on through August 7th.
Yes. Yeah, it's usually a 10-week program and launches shortly after Memorial Day. So we just finished our first week. Curtis was saying about 17,000 meals went out in that first week. So usually it ramps up a little bit as some awareness is created, but it runs through August 7th this year, yes.
And lots of volunteer opportunities all over, whether it's packing or on site, whatever works for you and times, you've got times for packing and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We need volunteers at these sites. We'll bring a truck of boxed food out, but we need volunteers to help distribute the food to the families coming to the sites. So that's a volunteer opportunity. And then a critical one is the packing of the boxes. We do that 3 times a week. We try to box over 700 boxes of food every time we come together for a 2-hour shift. So we've got shifts on Tuesday early in the afternoon, Wednesday early in the evening, Thursday in the late morning. Fredfood.org is where you can go and sign up to be a volunteer for the distribution sites or the box packs, fredfood.org.
And if you've got an app that's out there that has all kinds of great information.
Yes, Fredfood VA is a system people can use to find information about summer nutrition, as well as all the distribution sites, be it our mobile pantries, be it brick and mortar pantry network across the community. Fredfood VA tells you distribution sites, times, and creates an awareness of how you could even contact that site if you need it to.
Well, so often, Dan, we'll flippantly say, well, you're a lifesaver. The Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank in the summer is literally a lifesaver to a lot of families and a lot of kids.
Really appreciate that, Ted, and the acknowledgement. Yeah, we're trying to step in and help school districts supplement the meal programs that they provide during the school year. We know a lot of families rely on breakfasts and lunch from the schools. And so when that goes away for the summer, that's the real purpose of the summer nutrition program. And we're glad to do our part to partner with school districts to try to provide replacement meals during the summer. So fredfood.org to see the 12 distribution sites we're operating in conjunction with what school districts are doing in their own region.
Thank you, Dan. See you soon.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate it.
Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.